Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm so excited about our guest today. I have Dustin Matthews with me, and Dustin is sought after by the biggest names in business to monetize their message, mission, or movement. Business builder and marketing expert, Dustin is the mentor and coach to the stars. Dustin is the co-founder of Speaking Empire, the disruptive company in the leadership and education space, whose chief mission is advancing the human race by empowering leaders to communicate powerfully, unlock their fullest potential, and ultimately step into their greatness. Dustin is also the author of many best-selling books and has shared the stage with athletes, business celebrities, and titans of business. His latest book, co-authored with Dan Kennedy, the No BS Guide to Powerful Presentations, How to Sell Anything with Webinars and Online Media, Speeches and Seminars, is set for release on June. So that has already come out, I'm guessing, so that's really exciting. Known for creating marketplace frenzies that drive people to buy products, Dustin's companies and private clients have been featured in Forbes, Entrepreneur, Wall Street Journal, the USA Today, and Inc. magazine. Having marketed and filled over 3,000 events and leading 10 online product launches, Dustin has generated over $43 million in sales. In his most recent research, Dustin codified a process for creating and selling products and services, Irresistible Offer Architecture, which recently received recognition by the United States Patent and Trademark Office. His current innovation, Brand Response, leverages the fusion of branding, PR, and direct response, and is already generating success stories by entrepreneurs and business owners worldwide. My goodness, it's how my pleasure to welcome Dustin to the show.
Belinda, well, I am fired up to be here. Thanks so very much. That sounded so official, that introduction. So I'm going to drop some massive value and make me a real relatable character here. I love it.
Well, good. I know that that's what everybody really wants to know is like, wow, with that impressive of a bio, tell us a little bit more about you and tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got here, where you are today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, right off the bat, I should let people know that what I do is I help people write presentations that get people into action. So whether you publicly speak or you do podcasts or you do Facebook Lives, whatever is your favorite media, at the end of the day, we need people to act. We need people to buy or opt into our list. And so that's really my passion. My gift is putting together messages. And oftentimes you see them as PowerPoints or, you know, Flipboard charts, drawn out. And that's what we do. I can tell you it's a unique journey. On how I got here. Are you up for it, Belinda?
I am totally up for it, and I'm sure our listeners are as well.
All right. So here's what's interesting and unique is like I'm the guy that shouldn't be here. And so I got started really forced into this world and having to be in front of others because I, quite frankly, like to be behind the mic in my cave behind the scenes. And so it all started at school where I had to take public speaking in order to graduate. Belinda, did they make you do that at your school?
You know, I can't even remember. I know I had a drama class. Maybe because I had a drama class, I got opted out of the public speaking class is what I'm thinking.
Yes.
Because if we did that, I think that preempted us out. But I do believe that other kids had to take public speaking class. So interesting enough, I think that's why I got out of taking that.
Well, you're a performer. It's like baked into your DNA. I'm from the other side, I like to say, and I'm the introverted, techie guy, shy, awkward in front of other people. And so I was facing having to take this class because I wasn't into drama, as you can imagine. And so I remember one day I walked into the class and there was 300 other students in the class. And the teacher came out and said, hey, listen, you're going to have to give 10 talks and three of them are going to be in front of the whole group and seven will be in, you know, smaller breakouts. And I'm looking around as soon as he says this, and I'm looking for like people as shocked as I am, but no one seemed to be. And so I left. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to sign up for a different class. I'm going to sign up for an online class. Maybe I can do this virtually, right? I was looking for an escape. And so I sign up again because, you know, I need to graduate, want to move on with life and make the parents happy, of course. And so I sign up for a class and I find myself in the same part of campus. It's the same room. And yes, it is the same pitch. And so I'd like to tell you, Belinda, that I conquered my fear, but I bailed again. And so I ended up leaving that class. And I think I actually worked a lot harder than many others or people in the class, because I went around asking people. I asked student aides, I asked students, I asked faculty, and I said, where's the loophole? And so finally I found it in the student handbook, which no one reads, by the way. And basically it said if I had taken a class in high school, I could get my teacher to write a note and I wouldn't have to take public speaking. And so fortunately for me, I had taken this class because I was chasing a girl. It didn't work out with the girl, but I was able to use this to get out of public speaking. And so I'm the guy that says, listen, I don't know if I should do the public speaking. And so I get that some people listening in may be that guy, may be how I was. And so through a series of events, I did it, forced to do it, and my whole world has changed.
Well, that is great. And it is exciting to be able to sort of overcome some of those fears and kind of move forward. And then, you know, I think that people get hung up in not moving forward and finding what they are really good at. So I think that that's super exciting that you were able to kind of do that. And it sounds like you do some speaking now. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. So what happened was, I read, you ever read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Belinda?
Absolutely.
A classic book. And I'm excited. I got two boys now and I can't wait to get into their hands because someone handed it to me and I got excited about real estate and found out that really wasn't my passion. It was marketing because, you know, we can put words on paper or into, you know, a microphone or speak from stage and we can get people to do stuff like take action and donate to a charity and, you know, join our list and all sorts of cool stuff. And so one day I was working at this company and my boss came to me and he said, hey, listen, you have to speak. Now, I explained that whole story in much greater detail and I, you know, since sensationalize it a whole lot more on why I was not the guy to do it. And so he's like, listen, if you want a job here, you have to do this because I'm closing on my condo. And quite frankly, you're the only guy to cover. And so I did it. And I was amazed because I always had this mind chatter going through my head like, oh, well, you have a baby face and you look 12. And, you know, people in the room are like almost three times your age. They're not going to take you seriously. And, you know, what if you forget what you're going to say? All the stuff that everyone else faces that when they first start speaking. And so now, once after having done it, I saw that people were listening to me because I had specialized knowledge. I had a solution to their problem. And so people treated me with respect. They came up and asked me questions. They bought my products and services. And I was amazed. And I said, wow, this is so far out of my comfort zone, but I got to keep doing it again because I want to grow the business. I want to share my message. And so that's been my passion. And I eventually started a company called Speaking Empire around that. And that's my whole hope and desire in life is really to get a couple people off the fence and into speaking so they can transform the lives of others and transform themselves along the way.
That's fantastic. So tell us about how the business has shaped your lifestyle.
Well, when I was first getting started, I did a lot of webinars because I wanted to keep costs low, right? And yep. So I had some relationships. I reached out to people on social media and I just asked. And so I did a lot of webinars and it was really cool. I was living in a condo at the time. And so I would ask people, hey, can you get me on a webinar to your audience? And we'd offer value and then a product at the end. And so that was really cool because I didn't have to travel. I didn't have a lot of expense and life was good. But then things started rolling. It's like, okay, I really want to grow this and I want to transform. So then I started speaking at events. And so lifestyle has been amazing because I have a flexibility. I don't have to show up at the office every day at 9 a.m. and leave at 6. And so I'm able to travel. I'm able to hang out with cool people. And I'm able to grow my business and really do the things that I love to do, which is share the message with others.
That is great. So one of the things that I think this is one of the questions that our listeners absolutely love the most and have a lot of takeaway from is, what are your two greatest skill sets that you think have helped contribute to your overall success?
Mindset. It's all mindset, but I'll give you two because you asked for it. So under mindset, I'll give you a bonus. It'll be three, but under mindset would be coming with a student mindset. So coming that even though you may have had success in life, that you always are coming to learn. And so even if you are learning from somebody that you may not think is like the most savory character, or you think, hey, they're just getting started, so what is there to learn? You can learn what not to do. And so when you come that way and you really remove ego from the equation, a whole world opens up to you. And so you know, listening and coming with that student mindset, number one. Two is always building value. So I always figure out when I talk to somebody, how can I build value for them? Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's, you know, introduce them to somebody. Sometimes it's, you know, get them in front of others, you know, on a podcast or on a webinar. And so I always try to figure out what's the way that I can deliver more value to them than I may get in return. And I don't even think about getting something in return. It's like, how can I be of value in that present moment to that person? And that's what's helped me win over time, big time.
That is great. I deal with a lot of people who are in sales, and they, especially women, I find really struggle with, well, I don't want to be a salesperson. They have this image. And so they're always worried. And so consequently, they don't fully do their job because they're so held back by this fear of doing too much. And so I'm always like, take sales out of it and replace it with serve. You know, if you're there just to service the person and their needs, you will sell products. If you are coming at it from a service mindset instead of a sales mindset. And I know that that has helped a tremendous amount of people to then go on to being more successful in sales.
Belinda, you're absolutely right. I mean, really, it's all a value exchange. So when you deliver value out to the world, you may not necessarily get it back from that person, but you'll get it in a different way. And I can't explain it, but here's what I found. Like, I don't consider myself like a super salesy salesperson, but I come with a lot of value. And I find, like, if I just deliver value, I'm just authentic to true to who I am, I'm going to resonate with certain people, and they're going to want to move forward, and I don't have to sell them. Now, yes, I have to give them a message. I have to remind them, give them case studies and testimonials, all the things that work sales and influence. However, if you just come with massive value, you don't have to be a salesperson. You don't have to be somebody you're not, because you're gonna attract the right people, and life will be a whole lot easier that way.
Great. So let's talk about one of your most outstanding accomplishments, or something you've achieved that has great meaning for you.
I think of family right away. Are you gonna do it in the construct, Belinda, of business or personal life?
Do you know what? I'd love to hear both. I think the two spill out into each other all the time. I think that people make a huge mistake of differentiating, like, oh, I'm this way in business, but I'm this way in life. And I find that really you are who you are in every walk. So, I mean, yeah. You can certainly share some accomplishments in both areas. And I'm sure our listeners would be able to relate to you a little bit better, too.
Yeah, totally. So I immediately what came to mind was family, and I just wanted to make sure I was doing it in the right context. So for me, I have two young boys. One is 3, and the newest one is 8 weeks old now. And so I say that's my biggest accomplishment. Here's why. I grew up an only child, you know, and we bounced around the military a lot, military family. And so I always said in my head, one day, I'm going to have, like, I want to see what it looks like to have, like, a family, like, more than one, you know, brother, sister, that sort of thing. And so I talked to Missy about it. Obviously, we want to have a family, and we had our first one. Dexter, and it was amazing. And we were sort of getting into the next conversation. Are we going to do it again? And she was kind of going, no, you know, not doing it. I'm like, oh man, I planted that seed. And I said, okay, I'll just let it go. And so right when I let it go, and right, you know, when you stop trying, it happens. And so I got 2, and I'm really pumped and excited. And so for me, it's exciting because it's added a whole new dimension to my life. I used to be just straight up business guy and try to figure things out. Now, obviously, I want to make everything work, and I want to build value, which is my thing, in all areas of my life. And so it's forced me to be a better business person, obviously a better person in general, because it's a whole new dynamic and mindset. So does that answer both of them for you?
Sure. Is there any accolade in the business world that you've achieved that is like, wow, that was awesome?
Yeah, I mean, I could sit here. I'll tell you this, Belinda, like, the biggest thing on my mind lately has been, like, checking the ego. Yes, I love to accomplish things. I have accomplished things, you know, writing a book, being on stage in front of 1,000 people, winning, you know, Marketer of the Year, all that sort of stuff, being featured in Entrepreneur, all the sort of accolades. But the big thing for me now is, you know, just coming with value and serving, and all that stuff will serve and will just manifest, will come apart. And I don't want people to think, oh, I just sit in the room and, you know, stuff magically happens. Like, that's how it occurs. Like, I get after it. And we work hard. But I found lately, like, if I chase the ego stuff, or I buy things that, you know, make my authority look better, you know, it's great. And there could be a play for it, but oftentimes that stuff just doesn't ROI. And it's such a short-term game. So I like to just bring the value and know that stuff's coming.
That's great. That was a great answer. So then, polar opposite to that, share with us maybe an obstacle or challenge that you have faced, because I think that that's sometimes people look from the outside looking in and go, wow, that guy's just got it made, or wow, it sounds like everything was seamless. He made a decision and one day he was afraid of speaking and now he's speaking and now he's doing amazing and he's winning awards. So do you want to share an obstacle or a challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that?
Yeah, you know, I remember, you know, the first challenge was leaving the company. So I, at a very young age, I was making six figures, which was great for my position. Early on, I was, you know, very high in the in a company, making great money, and I left. And so then I found myself actually on the opposite side of six figures, being negative six figures in debt, trying to get my business off the ground. So I can just remember being under a mountain of debt, and that was tough. And so I just kept grinding. I kept meeting people. I kept figuring out, how am I going to build value? And so then my now partner, Dave, the guy I used to work for, came out and said, hey, let's start this thing. People are asking me, I need to reinvent myself. And so out of that, I was able to overcome the challenge of being in debt, not sure which way to go, and just kept grinding. And so for the last, gosh, 8 or 9 years now, I've been just doing that same thing. And so I've had my ups and downs for sure. And I want people to know, like, listen, you know, this is the game of business. This is the game of life. It's not all peachy keen. You may see somebody, you know, up there and say, oh, wow, overnight success. But there's a lot of work. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it. And so if you're just getting started, you know, just make sure you're doing something you're passionate about and make sure that you are learning as you go. Because without growth, I mean, it's just, you know, what are you going to do in life? You know, you should learn from your kids. You should learn in business. You should learn personal development, all that stuff, because that's what we're meant to do, is learn and experience lessons here.
I couldn't agree more. That's one of my big things that I tell everybody, always remain a student. If everybody would just always remain a student and be eager to hear new ideas or new possibilities, my gosh, you would never be bored ever.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So just make sure you're doing the right thing.
So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
I love it. You're bringing it with the question. So working from my happy place is a reminder of staying in my lane, or staying true to what I'm great at. So content creation, building value, doing interviews and podcasts, motivating others. That's working from my happy place. Very recently, you know, I'm also the CEO of our company here at Speaking Empire, a role that I took on to personally grow, and it has taken me out of my happy zone. I've realized as of lately, because I'm dealing with a lot of, you know, day to day, I'm dealing with a lot of the management. And so it is a reminder that I need to incorporate into my schedule the things that do make me happy, which is, you know, content creation, building value, building relationships out there. And so I'm very cognizant of that, and I'm working it back into my schedule, because if we're not happy and not doing the things that really motivate us, that also monetize, I should say, I want to keep that in check, like, it does need to monetize, then it's really going to weigh on you, and it's going to be a challenge.
I think that that is a really great point, and gosh, I would love to just do a little bit more on this, because This is, and I find myself getting into this, it's like we get pulled down different rabbit holes, or, you know, you decide you're going to do a job and then the job morphs into something else. And then suddenly you're doing things that you don't really enjoy. And a lot of times we do that because, well, they're going to pay me a lot of money to do that. But at the end of the day, I know for myself, it's like it starts to wear on you to the end where you don't have as much joy to do the other projects that you absolutely love. So I personally feel that when you do that, it ends up taking away your best work from doing the things that you absolutely love, when you're doing the things that you don't love, maybe just for the money, or maybe because some expectation of someone that ended up pulling you down that rabbit hole that you didn't want to go down. And so I just... Can you elaborate on that at all? Or how do you stay true to that? How did you catch yourself? It's like when people say, I remember a really good friend of mine, this story I always share when I'm talking to in the direct selling space, but she really wanted to own a florist shop because she loved doing floral arrangements. She felt she was very talented at it. She just had just sort of a natural knack for it. She loved the flowers. She loved working with them. She loved making these arrangements. But at the end of the day, when she finally took over this florist, she was doing all the bookkeeping, having to order them, having to get rid of the inventory, dealing with the shipments coming in, and she was hiring people to do the floral arrangements. And she said, I ended up closing it because I ended up absolutely hating my job. And so it wasn't what she thought it was going to be because she ended up not doing the piece of it. If she could have hired the experts to do the other things and stayed true to what she loved, it actually probably could have been a very good experience for her.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's part of the journey, you know, for those in direct selling, for those starting a business or already in business. You know, for me, I want to be real vulnerable because I think it will help folks. So what was presented to me was we have two other partners in the company. And so we didn't have like a CEO. And so I said, you know what, this is my journey. This is my time to step up and learn this. Like, I've always come from a marketing background. And that's really where I get passionate, when I create copy and I create the messaging and, you know, get people's stories in there. And so I said, oh, well, this is the opportunity to grow. That's what I saw it as. And obviously, I've learned a great deal. I have a newfound appreciation for it. But what I've come to realize is, you know, you can only go so long, and it does rob you of your best work. And so when you think long term and you think about, you know, what do you really want to do on this planet? What do you want to create? Then that really keeps it in check. And so for me, Belinda, that's a lesson that I'm learning in terms of building a team that can grow without me, or putting the right players in place so that I can get back to the things that I love. And so for me right now, I'm in that spot, but I've had the recognition. And you'd asked, well, how did you get there? Well, I have coaches and I have mentors. And so I have a coach that helped me identify this. And so we spent a lot of time exploring that. I've been writing out stuff, which is funny because I love to write, but haven't been doing it because I got caught up in the CEO stuff. And so I've been exploring that and paying attention to it almost every day, at least once a week, and just keeping myself in check, because it's really easy to get sucked up into the other areas. And so you may find your spot like that. And Belinda, your advice is absolutely 100% wrong. You got to be careful, because if you end up doing it, you could find yourself down a deep, deep hole and not get across or not do the things that you want to do in this lifetime.
Great. So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs?
My big advice is go out and sell something. Really. I know that's going to be tough for some folks. But here's the thing, like, being an entrepreneur, I know it's cool, it's trendy. There's a lot of stuff out right now. It seems like they're like the new celebrity. And so, you know, it's a hard path. It's a hard, and it's fun, and it's exhausting, and it's exhilarating all in one. And so at the end of the day, you have to be able to sell. Now, sell can come in many forms. Obviously, I know we got some direct sellers listening in, so or wannabe, and so in the game. And so go out and sell something. Go out and sell your idea. Go out and sell a product, because it's the one thing that you have to have in this business. It's really tough to outsource it if you haven't done it yourself yet. And so I would say go out and sell it, pre-sell it. And there's ways to do it, stuff that we teach here at Speaking Empire, to go out and pre-sell an idea and do it with authenticity and do it with integrity, so you're not, like, you know, hoodwinking people. And so go out and sell your idea, because once you do, it'll open up a whole nother world. You'll get hooked. And then now you're under a deadline too, to get something done and get something accomplished. So that'd be my biggest advice. Go sell before you jump the ship, if that's your style.
Great. And that's great advice. People say to me all the time, I want to be a speaker. And I'm like, okay, well, what are you an expert on? What have you done? What has been successful for you that you think you could offer value to others? Well, I haven't really done that, but I just think speaking would be a lot of fun. I'm like, go out and experience it. Go sell something. Go be a part of something to where you feel you've got some success that you can go on and share with others. And I hear that all of the time. And I don't really want to do that. I just want to be a speaker. So it's so
Belinda,
it's really interesting to me.
It is. I love that. The other thing I want to add into there is put yourself in the environment. So, like, a lot of times people don't, you know, like you said, they have this idea, I want to be a speaker, but then they see behind the scenes. So go volunteer, go put yourself in the environment and see what it's really like, you know, before you go do it. I think a lot of people don't do enough research. Like, they say, I want to do something, but they don't go and spend hours reading. They don't go on interviews. They don't go and listen to podcasts. They don't put in the woman hours, the man hours, and try to get behind the scenes, use some influence, you know, volunteer at stuff and see what it's really like to get a taste. And I think all of us could be better researchers and figuring out, you know, what's working already out there and applying it to our businesses.
That was an awesome piece of advice right there. That was absolutely spot on, that and people don't want to take the time and do that. That's when I can see how serious somebody is. If I make that recommendation, then they say, well, I really don't think I need to do that, or I don't have time to do that, or, you know, they just don't even really want to put themselves in that space. you know, I always say, go out and find other successful people and watch what they're doing. Like you said, offer to help. You know, could I be a part of this? People say this to me all the time. And then I take helpers for different big events. And then they'll say, wow, this job is way harder than I ever thought that it was. And so it's good for people to be able to do that. So that was a great piece of advice. So share with us some new and exciting things that you're working on and that our listeners could benefit from. And then, of course, I want you to close with how can people find you?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man, I'm really excited about the stuff that we're on. And so we have been in this sort of information and telling folks how to do stuff. And so the big thing that I think is a great opportunity for everyone listening in is to provide some sort of done with you sort of experience. So let me explain. So at Speaking Empire, we help people write presentations. We've put out books. We've got courses online. We've got physical courses. But what we found is people just want the tools and resources. They want help actually creating it. They don't want just more information. And so one of the things that we've been doing at Speaking Empire is growing our workshops. And so people come here and they work on a presentation and 3 days later, they walk out with it done. They come here, they walk out with marketing. And so the big opportunity for everyone listening in is what can you help people get to? Not just information or consulting, but like what tools or resources can you do? Can you build them a website? You know, can you, you know, give them done for you marketing? And so I think that's a huge opportunity in the space that I'm working in is giving education so that they're aware and they know, but also giving them tools and resources to walk out with. So we're doing that here at Speaking Empire. In fact, we have a workshop going on right now, which helps people create their own like signature box, their own signature course. And so again, people came here, we helped them write a presentation, but what we found was that they weren't going out and executing. So we said, hey, let's help them execute. We created this workshop. And so now we're doing that here. And so that's the cool, exciting stuff that we're working on here at Speaking Empire.
Great. And you tell us a little bit more about the book because it just recently launched.
Yes, that's right. Sales are going great, which is thrilling because the publisher has been really writing me to make sure we get the word out there. So Belinda, I really appreciate you having me on. And so the book is called No BS Guide to Powerful Presentations. I co-wrote it with Dan Kennedy, my mentor. And it's really all about, you know, no matter if you're selling one-to-one or one-to-many on a stage, on webinars, or in your home, it's all about how do you put together a presentation that gets people into action. And not just the presentation, which is where a lot of people fall short. It's what do you do before to influence and what are you doing after to follow up to influence? And when you combine all that together, you get clients, you get more sales, and life is a whole lot easier. And so we wrote the book on it and just released in June, a day before Forrest's birth into the world. So a book and a baby within 2 days was one heck of a June, and now it's out in the world and excited.
Well, congratulations on both. Those are, I always feel like getting that book finished is like a birth, and then you have a birth at the same time. Wow. So that's awesome. And congratulations on that. And then where can they find you? What's a website or Facebook or whatever you would like to say how our listeners can sort of connect with you?
Well, I really appreciate that, Belinda. The first thing is I made it easy. So the book's at nobspresentations.com. And yes, you can get on Amazon, but I want you to go there because there's tools and resources to help you execute. So if you've got a meeting, if you've got a presentation coming up, or you just want to dial in your messaging, make sure to get those resources to make life easy. And then a book is one thing, but also to experience it live. We're a product of the product. We love to do live events. So we're putting on an event called the Amplify Experience, and it's at amplifyexperience.com. You can find information there. And then I'm accessible on Facebook. I love to engage. I love the conversation. So direct message me there or comment on something, and I'd love to start the dialogue with you. I just want to say this. It doesn't mean I'm going to get back to you in, you know, 2.3 seconds, but I still want to start the conversation. I do want to dialogue. And so you can find me on facebook.com/DustinMatthews with one T.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dustin, for being with us today and sharing some really great insights and sharing with us a little bit about your journey and what you're doing today to help others. I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Belinda, for having me on. And thanks for the work that you do in spreading the message and helping others spread their message.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.